This is episode number 47 of the Interactive Distractions Podcast for the week of October 13th, 2008. It's coming up in this week's episode, we've got our current distractions. Jeff keeps us in the know with the weekly news. For our feature this week, we try and figure out why the hell there's so many console revisions. We follow that up with new releases, listener email, and the scholarly question of the week.
Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 47.
40, okay.
Is that right?
Sure.
We've done so many we can't keep track.
I don't remember anymore. I think it's episode number 47. My name is Chris Ferriccio, and I'm with Jason A. Stryker.
Yeah, hello.
Who is back from a week hiatus, and Jeff Chorney.
Word up.
And we're going to talk to you about lots of games and stoof. Lots of stuff going on this week. So, Jason, how was your week off?
My week off was pretty crazy. Had the wedding last weekend, and I've told you guys the story, but let's just say it ended in vomit and pain. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Just for the bride, or?
I mean, it was fun, but, you know, yeah. Anyway, no. I've been busy with the video cast and stuff, and trying to get a little gameplay in here and there, but doing pretty good otherwise. How about you guys? How about Jeff?
Jeff, how are you?
Me? I'm good. Week's almost over. Yeah. And a 3-day holiday coming up because our Thanksgiving in Canada is this weekend. So I got the Monday off from work.
Woo.
And I plan on doing nothing but catching up on some gaming. So
that's good.
Yep.
That's good. Yeah, I got to see a sneak peek of some of the video cast. And I have to say that Jason is doing a very good job. And it will be worth the wait, people. I promise.
I hope so.
But yeah, things are pretty good on my side. I'm shipping off tomorrow to go to Connecticut for a wedding also, and totally unplanned between Jason
total
and I.
Total copycat. I was just in Connecticut last weekend for a wedding. Whatever, dude.
Yeah, I know.
You're making
shit up. Yeah, I'm going up there tomorrow. I'm going to be there until Monday, probably be getting a lot of portable gaming in, so we'll talk about that next week. But looking forward to that.
Hey.
That's about it.
About the video, guys, please. I'm trying really hard. I work a full-time job, so I can only work on it like 2-3 hours a day. So just bear with me. I'm working on it.
It's totally worth it. It looks fucking awesome.
All right. My guilt's alleviated a little bit now.
It's hilarious shit, too. Few things that we want to go over before we jump in. Remember that we are currently running a contest called Find a Fourth or Find a Feature. I haven't really decided on which name to use.
Take over my job.
Find a replacement for Jason. Or me. Or Chris.
Well, it took an entire podcast to replace me last week.
Yeah, that's right.
True, yeah.
Takes two of them to fill Jason's pants. I think that's the way Mark said it. we're looking to bring a fourth person on the show for a feature of their choice. Basically, the way it's going to work is if you guys have an idea for a feature, send us a voicemail. Be creative, but send it in to email at interactivedistractions.com. And if we like your voicemail the best and your feature idea the best, we will do your feature in December and bring you on the show to discuss it with us. So if you want more information about that, check the show notes or go check out VG Evo. What else we got going on? Project Free MMO, the thing that we've got going on. We're going to run a few shows in January where Jason, Jeff, and I are going to play two or three, based on your suggestions, different free MMOs. And the MMOs that we play are going to be based on your suggestions. You can go to VG Evo and check out the thread there. You can make suggestions, and we're going to have a vote. We'll probably weed it down to about 10, and the top two or three will get a show about them.
And don't be afraid to nominate really shitty ones.
And we will be happy to discard them for you.
No, it's only fair that we play the shitty ones too.
Yeah. I mean, we all have to play World of Warcraft at some point.
That's not free.
That was even a bad joke, because first of all, it's a good game. Second of all, it's not even free, so I don't even know why I said that.
The contest is actually to replace Jeff's chair.
That's right. Yeah.
That's the actual news, I imagine.
Oh, shit. We haven't even gotten started yet. We're messing things up. All right. Probably the thing that we want to talk about the most in this little section is Extra Life. And we're doing pretty good so far on donations. We actually had...
We are kicking ass in donations.
Yeah, we had a very generous donator today that wanted to be kept anonymous, and we will keep him that way. But he donated over $200, and I personally would like to say thank you. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. But yes, for Extra Life, coming up next weekend, Saturday the 18th, Jason and I are going to be in the same room. Jeff is also going to do his 24 hours, but at a different time.
Yep.
Tuesday, Jason and I got together and we got all of the streaming figured out. So we will be streaming everything online. It will be picture in picture. Mm-hmm. One screen will be us. One screen will be the games that we're playing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very excited about that. We've been talking about it pretty much all week. So looking forward to it, and I hope you guys are too.
Chris gets cranky sometimes, so I'm a little scared about that. But
a little scared.
We'll have plenty of alcohol there to get rid of the crankiness.
No more alcohol.
Not for you.
So you say now. You'll be feeling fine in a couple of days.
That's right.
I just bought a bottle of Sailor Jerry too. Damn it.
Shit's good. Had some of it on Tuesday, and I actually Jason took Mark's Mark's suggestion for the cherry Coke?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was awesome. It was
pretty
good stuff.
Good. I dig it. I had to look all over for it too. Luckily, some rinky dink shop had it, and apparently the guy that runs the shop loves it, so he brought it in specifically, you know, for himself. I think he probably drank
for Jason
the counter. But I'm happy he did because I got a bottle then. Nobody else had one.
That's right. All right, cool. But that's our announcements for today. And after that, I guess we'll jump right in. So, Jason, what's distracting you this week?
The video, mostly. I did have... I was actually off from work the past couple of days. I've been feeling a little ill. So I got a little bit of game time in, maybe 10 or 15 minutes of Tales of Vesperia, which is very pretty, I might add. And the combat system is pretty darn cool. It's not as cool as like Rogue Galaxy. I think I was hoping for more of an action oriented, and this is just not as like free roaming or arcadey.
Have you played a Tales game before?
Yeah, I have.
Is actually. It similar to the way those work?
It is pretty similar.
Okay.
From what I recall, but I don't think it's going to be enough to keep me away from the game. I do really want to play it. Like I said, it's gorgeous. The cutscenes are just magical to look at. I love the cel shading in it. I remember playing the demo not too long ago, and I for whatever reason, I didn't care for it. Like, I thought the outlines were a little too dark. I don't know. It just didn't look right to me, but it looks like they've improved, maybe.
Might never be just me. Demo.
No, I dig that a lot, though. What else, actually? Oh, my 360's back, obviously. I'm very happy about that, so I can play Castle Crashers again at some point. I also got Battle Fantasia from Gamefly.
Oh, cool.
And it's still sitting in the damn envelope. So maybe next week I'll be able to talk a little bit about that. Or maybe Chris and I can play it for Extra Life.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Oh, my God. Let's see, PSN had some pretty major updates today. They did have a Puzzle Quest for real now, the PSN version, not just the PSP. I'm sorry about that a couple weeks ago.
Oh, it was the PSN version this week?
Yep, actual PSN version. So
yeah, the PSP version a couple of weeks ago, I actually went and did some research on that.
Mm-hmm.
Some people that have the PSP version know this already, but the PSP version has a couple of bugs in it, and apparently they didn't fix them in the download
version. Straight port, huh?
Yeah, so it's still just taking the game file and just slapping it out there on PSN. I was like, if they would have actually fixed those problems, I might have actually bought it and downloaded it, but fuck that shit.
Mm-hmm. What else did I get today? I actually spent some money in the store, so I bought that. That was like $15 or something. I also got Lingering in Shadows. Do you guys remember seeing a trailer? I think it was at E3.
A long time ago. Yeah.
It was this like beagle flying through the air and like the matrixy squid flying around and
messed.
Shit, and you're like, what the fuck is that? It's Lingering in Shadows, and it is weird, and I don't fully get it yet. I mean, it's described as like a kind of like a tech demo of sorts. It's from some people from the demo scene. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that at all, but they do a bunch of tech demos for, you know, various hardware, and, you know, they show off the capabilities of the system and do some crazy stuff with, like, sound visualization.
Wow.
But
is it better if you're drinking?
No, I don't think it would be better because you might get motion sickness. However, I'm waiting for the acid to kick in, and I think once that hits, I think
that
I'll get
unbelievable.
It. Yeah, I'm not.
It might
I'm
be the best
kidding.
Game ever.
It is fucked up like that, but it's probably about 5 or 6 different like scenes that you watch, and then at specific intervals you can pause, and you've got a static camera, but you can shift it around using the 6-axis. You can rewind, fast forward. You can use the D-pad in some situations, and that'll move specific objects on the screen. It's weird. Also, you can shake the controller, and that'll move something else. And it's just trippy, and I don't fully get it. But like I said, once acid hits, yeah, GOTY. Aside from that, we got Guilty Gear, which is an awesome bargain. There's Guilty Gear Judgment, which is the side-scrolling beat-em-up, which is actually surprisingly fun. I like that one. And Guilty Gear X2, I think. So it's one bundle pack for the PSP, $6.
Nice.
Awesome purchase.
I'm totally getting that, especially considering that I'm getting on a plane tomorrow. That'll be perfect.
Do it.
Going to.
All right. I can't think of anything else I've played, so go away from me. Jeff?
Jeff.
Fucking mute button. Awesome. okay, what was I been playing? What have I been playing? A lot more Wipeout HD still. I'm not sure if I should... I shouldn't give this shout-out because... Okay, Swan the Red, he's a listener. I'm also a member of GLF. The first night I had this game, we went online, and he destroyed my ass. There I go with the destroyed my ass thing again. That's like a... whatever. Anyway, he kicked everyone's ass in the game. And I was like, oh yeah, you know, I'll mention that you kicked everyone's ass on the show. I forgot to, so he called me up the next day for forgetting. But now, I don't think he'd do that much of an ass kicking. I think I might stand a chance at least... Really? Not getting beaten by about 4 seconds.
I see a challenge here.
I think he'll still beat me. I just don't think it'll be as bad, close to as
All right.
bad.
Well, I want updates next week. So, you know, Swan, your job is to go out, find Goffy, and kick his ass.
I will try. What? Wait.
Do it. Do it. He's a mouthy little bastard. Go, Swan.
What else have we been playing? NBA 2K9, picked that up.
Oh, okay, cool.
I won't bore you guys too much with the sports game, with the sports ball.
Sports ball? But
it ended up being
touchdown!
It's really realistic and kind of difficult, and it's got some little annoyances I have with it. For instance, if you have a big man on your team that is relatively good, you can take advantage of that and basically go in the paint every time and score. What happens is the computer has, like, it has dynamic AI now where they'll actually adjust to your playing style. But I think, I don't know how often to adjust, because what'll happen is once they catch on and I keep going to the paint with somebody, they'll start double-teaming that person. But then all you do is you kick it out to, like, a player on the perimeter, like a guard or a small forward.
One of your three-pointers.
Shoot threes. And
yeah, there you go.
80% of the time, it seems like that three-pointer goes in.
Hmm.
So if you can get this little thing down, it's almost like, I almost feel like it's cheating. It's realistic, but it's a little bit, the percentages aren't exactly where I think they should be. I mean, maybe they upped them just because it's a video game. They want it to be a little bit more fun, I guess. But it started off really hard. Once I found out these little tricks, it's becoming more and more easy. But I'm really liking it. It's still the best basketball game out there. I still wouldn't recommend Live or...
Yeah, reviews would agree with you.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah,
just a little bit of little tiny things.
I think the last basketball game I played was NBA Jam.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that.
Wow. And that fucking 10-year-old beat me in that Blockbuster video game competition.
Bastard. I think you've talked about that on the show before, too.
Bastard. Oh,
that's funny.
Turned me off from the sports ball.
You can't
Grand
get
Slam!
Mad at sports
oh, sorry.
Ball.
The nail in the coffin.
I forgot about that line. That was a good line. They should bring back that line even for The Sims, like the Sim basketball games. I think that'd be kind of cool.
I think so.
So with the ridiculousness, or like, boom, goes a dynamite. Like that.
Boom, shakalaka.
That was a Family Guy reference. That's awesome.
It's actually, okay. It's not even a family. It's actually from a YouTube video.
Oh, is
that
it?
That Family Guy reference, yeah.
Okay.
Really, you should look it up. It's a really awkward sportscaster guy. He's like a young guy doing it like for the first time. It's hilarious. You got to check it out. Just search Boom Goes the Dynamite and you'll find it.
Nice. Boom, okay, goes the Dynamite. Good deal.
That's pretty much all I've been playing. That and Rock Band 2. I was going to say 3. 3's not out yet. I came back from the future. Yeah, basically NBA and a little bit of Tales, but not too much the last week. And yeah, pretty much Wipeout and NBA. And a little bit of Resistance, but I was talking about that last week. I'm getting back into Resistance.
Cool.
What about you, Chris?
Can I add the one that I forgot? I always seem to forget one.
Yep.
What'd you forget?
It's always a big one. Little Big Planet. But not much, though. I didn't get the code until like yesterday and got it installed, and I couldn't even get online until earlier today, so I haven't spent much time with it, but I didn't want people to think that I was a liar because they've seen me online. Anyway, all right, go ahead.
All right, cool. I'll hit the easy ones on 360. Been playing more Castle Crashers, of course. Cannot stop playing this game. I beat it with 2 more characters, so my total is up to 8 now.
Don't get sick of it before Extra Life.
Oh, fuck. Don't worry about that, man. I got 5 more characters to beat it with before I get out all the characters.
All right.
But yeah, I seriously can't stop playing this game. It is so good. And I have learned that max agility is the way to go.
Really? Why is that?
Oh, dude, it's like your bow and arrow is a fucking Gatling gun. It's awesome.
For real? Awesome.
Yeah. John did it, and he came over and played one day and showed me one of his characters. Mm-hmm. And seriously, you can juggle with the bow and arrow when you have it maxed out. It's crazy.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I played a little bit more Too Human. I just wanted to try and go through a couple levels. I was striving for that unbeatable achievement for the third stage, and got almost to the end, and my 360 decided to stop for some reason, and the screen just went blue. I have no idea what happened, but I got the 2 red lights, which
overheating.
Apparently is just overheating, which has never happened to me before. And I've played my 360 longer amounts of time on several occasions, so I'm very surprised that it happened. But that was the last time that turned it on. Well, actually, no, I played Castle Crashers once since then, but yeah. Let's see, what else? I also got a code for Little Big Planet a couple of days ago. And the first day was pretty
happy?
Cool. I was just trying it out, you know, getting used to it. Yesterday was when all the USA Today codes went out, and I couldn't do anything. I tried to play online with Tondog, and that didn't work. Tried to play online with Only One Matters, and that didn't work. Kobe from Pocket Otaku, Jason.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I tried to get online with him, and that didn't work. He actually made a couple levels, so I went and found his levels and played them offline, like by myself. He actually made a drum machine. It's fucking badass. There's like 5 different drums or 5 different pads, and one of them is a cymbal, and like the other are like different drums, and it's actually really sweet. And
cool
he also
guy.
Did like a Dig Dug memorial level, where you can actually play through a level of Dig Dug. It was pretty awesome.
Did you try the Space Invaders level?
I did not try the Space Invaders level. I didn't see that one.
Sorry, I just had to throw that out there. Because we're talking about it. It's really cool, the idea, but the level's boring as hell, and he has it at this really weird angle, and you can't really see what's going on after a certain point. Just do a search for it. It's kind of weird. The idea is cool, but the execution, not so much. I didn't see what the big deal was.
What other... I've seen the extremities. I've seen, like, there's a PS3 versus 360 level, which is retarded. It was obviously made by someone who only has a PS3 and could care less about the 360, because you run in and you either step on a button in front of a 360 or a button in front of the PS3. if you step on the PS3 button, then the 360 explodes and falls, and then you go and you gather all these fucking raindrops or whatever the hell it is that you collect. If you step on the 360, it explodes and you die, and then you fall down into this pit, and then it explodes again and you die. And it says, you chose wrong. And then you have to do this like long run, and it says walk of shame and takes a picture. And then it gets like to this line of 360s that all have like a red ring of death. And it's like every other one you step on will explode and you'll die. And then you see Bill Gates, or like his rendition of Bill Gates. And it says, oh, my babies. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. It is absolutely fucking retarded.
Damn it, that's something I would make.
Oh, but no, seriously, it's like if you actually take the PS3 route, by the time you get to the end of the stage, you end up having like 600 and something thousand points
because that's of insane.
Because of how many of those little raindrops he drops, and there's like one big pool of them, and you just run back and forth and collect them all, and your multiplier goes up to 100 times, and that's as far as it'll go. It's crazy. Let's see what else is on there. The God of War level, which apparently Jason got to play with me today.
Way to fucking go, man. We were having a good time, but someone had to break the cart.
What did you do, Chris?
Okay,
I don't know for sure. I mean,
first of all, this, when we were playing online today, me and Ricky, and apparently Jason, and one other person that was at Ricky's house. So there were four of us, and we're all running around, slapping the shit out of each other, knocking each other down. And you know, we're going through this level, and the God of War level. It's what the hell is it called? Something about the skull. And the entire point of the game is that you're supposed to, or the of the level is you're supposed to go and get this skull, and drop it in this pit of flames. And to get the skull, you have to go drop the skull onto a cart, and then use the cart to go up like an elevator to drop it into this pit of flames. Well, while we were going up to the elevator, I was fucking around with the cart, moving it back and forth, and it hit the wall, and the cart blew up.
Oh, way to go. To fucking ruin it for everybody.
Yep.
So we couldn't finish the level. And that's about the time that I think Jason left the room.
Yeah, because we were just beating each other up and taking pictures and slapping stickers on one another, which was fun. That was fun. That was a good time.
You can actually, the stickers you slap in the levels, they actually stay there, don't they?
I guess so, which bothers me. I heard that's, I haven't tried it because it just seems
I don't think they stay there for the whole, I don't think they stay there definitely. I think they're there just while you're doing the level.
I hope that's the case.
Yeah,
really
I'm pretty sure that is the case. But because we were throwing stickers all over that fucking level, so I hope it is the case. But there was actually a point where, like, they have those little accessories, and there's that springy eyeball thing. And after Jason left, we started like just poking those into each other. So we restarted the level, and there's three sack boys running around with all these springy eyeballs hanging out of them. It's fucking awesome. Honestly, this game is probably the most fun I've had playing a game.
Yeah, it's awesome.
A very long time. It's like when I was playing single player, it was one of those things where I was playing it and I was admiring the levels and I'm like, wow, you know, this is really creative and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then you get multiple people in the game and all that shit goes out the window. And it's just like balls to the wall fun. It's just hilarious. So, but I mean, I could not stop laughing. I was cracking up. So, yeah, that's it. I had to get as much time with Little Big Planet as I could because the beta ends Saturday, and today was the last day I was going to be able to play it because I'm not going to be around tomorrow or Saturday. So, but yeah, I think that's about it for me.
Not bad.
Yeah, Little Big Planet is definitely worth it. Anybody who has a PS3 needs to buy that game, and if you don't have a PS3, you need to seriously think about it.
Yeah, it's pretty
because it just
cool.
Might be worth buying one. And I haven't actually said that about many games, but this might be one of those games. So, cool.
Crazy.
Jeff, you ready? You want to take it away?
Sure, why not here?
Give us some news.
Some news. Well, speaking of Little Big Planet, transition right into it. Apparently, the beta levels that these people are creating now, some of them are really good, some of them really, really bad, are actually going to carry over for when the full version is released. So, you can play that God of War level again if Chris happened to screw it up for you. Yeah. When you get the game, you'll be able to play it. Just don't invite Chris into the game.
That shit was so funny, man.
It's like, oh, the lever came off. I know. Now what do we do?
And the funny thing is I was like, I was trying to push the skull, and the skull crushed me, and I died.
And nobody had voice chat on, so it's like, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, I'm done. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Jeff. I'm sorry.
No, no problem. No problem. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm kind of lost in here.
We totally Fable distracted 2, him with a little bit.
I can't remember if we had this in our news or not, or if it's just known fact that Fable it was announced a while ago, a couple weeks ago, that Fable 2 wasn't going to have co-op day one. It was going to come a week or two later.
Right.
But they actually just came out today and announced that actually it will be ready for day one. It'll just come out in the form of a downloadable patch.
Oh, so, very cool.
So I guess they just didn't have it ready, and they got their shit together really quick and said, all right, we're going to throw it out there.
You guys buying it?
Very Fable, tempted, I'm not too sure. I might wait.
Yeah. My sights are set on Fallout, but Fable 2 with the co-op now? Shit, I don't know. That sounds pretty cool. But, I mean, if nobody else is getting it, it's no sense of me, really. So,
I really want to, but there's so many other games that I want to get to, and money is tight right now. So
lots of good
shit coming out. I think Fable 2 is one of those things that I'm going to be, checking out later down the line.
Think so? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. TGS is going on right now, as a lot of people may know. You may or may not be following it. MS had a conference. They've had the... I don't think Nintendo had the conference. Sony had their little keynote, I think. And MS had the actual press conference sort of deal. So there's a lot of stuff coming out of that. So it's actually going to sound like the MS News Week, but it's really not. The new Xbox Live experience, what they're calling, is the whole redo of Xbox Live is going to go global on November 19th. So worldwide. So basically, they're going to try to launch that at the same time in 29 countries or something like that. And that's, I don't know. I'm going to put my money on Crash. Any of you guys want to take that bet?
Really?
Crash?
I definitely don't want to take that bet. I don't. But you got to wonder what Sony is thinking. Because, where the hell is Home?
Yeah, no kidding.
Home was debuted CES, 2006? Something like that?
2000 and long friggin' time ago.
That's right. Time ago. And, it's like 2 years ago.
And it's been in beta for like a year. And hi, where is it? I don't know.
Well, November 19th, new Xbox Live. Maybe the beta for Home will be out around that time. We can check it out, see what happens.
Public beta?
Public beta.
Yeah, good luck on that.
Maybe. They also announced that the 360 price drop has shown an increase in worldwide sales. We already saw that with Japan, how I guess Tales and Infinite Discovery being released kind of increased the sales there, which isn't really saying much. It just means it sold a couple thousand more than usual. But console sales overall are slow in Japan if you don't count the Wii. But hey, it apparently increased 100% in North America and 68% in all of Europe. Again, this is coming from Microsoft, so we don't have exact numbers. I'll probably have to wait for NPD to at least see what the North American numbers are like. But
and they're fucking liars. We don't believe what they say.
Well, they might skew a few numbers here or there.
Yeah, I know.
We'll see what happens.
Well, they report Japan's numbers every week. So, Japan, 360 was booming the past couple weeks. Like, 2 weeks ago, it sold like 30,000. And to give you an idea, and PS3 usually sells like 8,000 to 10,000, and that's about the range where it was. And then the week after that, it still sold about 10,000 to 12,000, and PS3 was still in that 8,000 range. And this past week, apparently, they were both in the 7,000 range.
Yeah.
So the 360 did really well, and it's still slowing down, but it's still selling as much as the PS3, which is something that they could not say in the past.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll keep going, maybe not. One thing that would keep it going here, definitely not in Japan, is the Halo 3 Recon, which officially announced today. They had that teaser trailer we talked about last week with that whole thing with the stuff falling out of the sky in the city. It's officially called Halo 3 Recon. It's a disc-based expansion coming to Halo 3 next fall. They basically just showed a extension of that one trailer. They showed a Marine get out of this capsule thing and basically walk down a street. At first, I was excited for this kind of thing. I still am, because, I mean, I love the gameplay in Halo. But when they showed the Marine get out, he looks just like Master Chief, pretty much, with a little bit different armor. So I was like, okay, well, new hero, but they kind of look the same. So,
it's hard to get excited about this.
Yeah, it is. It's like, I'm excited just because it's Halo and I love the gameplay. And when they said it was coming out in fall, too, like, I was kind of like, oh, really? We got to wait an entire year for this expansion, so it better be good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see. Tekken 6 also went multi-platform. I think we all saw that coming.
Especially definitely did.
Yeah, with Soul Calibur selling as much as it did on the 360 and the PS3, they have really no choice but to go multi-platform.
Yeah.
Sony would have really to play see it coming though. I mean, it's always been on PlayStation. So.
But there's a lot of things that Namco's done that's only been on PlayStation.
Yeah, like Ridge Racer.
Yeah, Ridge Racer, Ace Combat.
Yeah, Ace Combat.
Soul Calibur 3 was PlayStation 2 only. I know that Soul Calibur 2 was multi-platform, but they went back to PS2 only for that last one. So, I mean, it's just one of those things if you're going to make money, you got to make it for all platforms. And especially in America, 360 has got like twice the installed base, if not more. Mm-hmm. And it just makes sense. I wasn't surprised, personally.
Also, live integration. Woohoo!
Yeah. Live is still has PSN beat by quite a while, so.
Yeah.
What else you got?
I got one more thing here. This one's, I think, going to get Chris pretty excited.
Say it!
White Knight Chronicles being shown at TGS.
Say it!
And apparently they're drawing some comparisons to having a little bit of Phantasy Star Online type gameplay to it.
Yes!
Oh my god.
Sorry.
Yep.
I need to change my underwear. I'll be right back.
The online portion of it is supposed to be pretty damn similar.
Gross.
Lobbies with 16 players. Get to group up and fight stuff.
I mean, it's level 5.
And we know Chris hates level 5. So.
Oh, I absolutely despise level 5. I have like almost every game they've made, and I love them all. So, I was super excited about White Knight Chronicles to begin with. And, you know, we heard the rumors that they were going to be adding an online mode, and to hear that they're doing it this way just makes me that much more excited. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
True that. Actually, I got one more thing, too. We all love Xbox Live, and we love paying for themes of stuff we can put on our background, because it's kind of like buying advertising, and we love to do that. You want to have your Devil May Cry pictures in your background, or your Castlevania, or, you know, we like that, right? We like giving out Microsoft points for them to give us these pretty backgrounds that sometimes we don't even get to see before we purchase them. But now, Sony announced today that premium themes are going to be coming to the PSN. So, I guess today, or not today, would be now like 4 days ago. By the time you guys listen to this. So now you can pay up to $1 to $1.99 or something for custom themes that are in HD, and you can download them and put them on your PSN. Because none of us really want to buy get the free ones, right? Because they're free. Who likes free?
Free is standard. We need premium shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, I need to feel like I'm actually, you know, spending money on something because I appreciate it that much more.
Yes. And, I mean, you can make custom themes on your PS3. So,
but why would you do that when you can just buy premium themes?
Yeah, you can buy it. It's made for you.
That's right.
Duh.
Why waste the time to make your own custom theme with exactly what you want when you can go out and buy premium themes?
I have no idea.
Yeah. You know what I'm thinking?
What are you thinking?
Who gives a shit? I actually think this is a bunch of bullshit, and I think themes are bullshit, or that themes that you have to pay for are bullshit. I said it about Microsoft. I'll say it about Sony. It's a bunch of bullshit.
Yes.
Damn it.
We're talking like a buck, you know, and sometimes it takes, you know, hours to make a fucking theme for some people, you know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's not a huge deal, but, you know, all of the themes were free before, so this does kind of suck. And some of them that I saw are actually very similar to what's already out on Xbox Live. Yeah. Like, they've got that Disruptive Publishers or whatever that keeps churning out shit.
Yeah,
for the Xbox, like with
avatars. I saw one that was like a college. Yeah, it was a college.
Yeah, there's some college stuff. There were the really badly illustrated, you know, Halloween babes, vixens, or whatever the hell. So
yeah, whatever.
A couple of them looked pretty cool, but I don't know. But yeah, it's a weird pricing scheme, too. They range anywhere from like 99 cents to $1.49 to $1.99. I don't get why.
How much are they on Xbox Live?
The space bucks.
Oh, God. I think they're like 100.
Certain amount of
no,
space 80, bucks.
80 space, no, 100.
Oh, themes are like $2-3 no, bucks, like, I think. Yeah, they're expensive.
Really?
Oh, like 150, whatever 150 gamer points goes into.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's relatively close to the same amount.
Yeah, they're pretty much the same on both, I think.
Okay.
I think they're more expensive on the Xbox. Yeah.
Either way, so. I don't know. It's like, especially with the ability to make your own custom themes, it's like you see a theme you like, go find the images, make it yourself.
Well, it's a pain in the ass, though, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to make it sound like it's really, really easy to go out and just make your own theme. If you're looking to do like custom icons and stuff, because it is a pain in the ass sometimes. You got to make all the images transparent and stuff, and blah, 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 blah.
I'm happy with my free Heavenly Sword one.
I like my Castle Crashers theme on my Xbox. Jeff, do you like any themes on the Xbox?
I kind of like my theme of Castlevania.
Ooh, see, I'm a little jealous of that one, actually.
I don't know. It was like whatever it was for the themes. I'm an idiot. Because Microsoft does the points, and they're fucking evil geniuses they make
it's like,
you have
I've got 200 points left over. I'll
exactly.
Like, oh,
I might as well buy a theme. But now, thank God, Rock Band came around, because now some Rock Band songs are like 160, or some of them are even 80. So now I'm like, fuck you, themes. I'm getting some Rock Band.
That's right. even if you don't like the song, it's like, well, exactly. I've got 100 points left. I can either buy a theme, or I can buy, you know, Britney Spears' new song. Fuck you, theme. anyway. All
is
right,
that
cool.
Our news?
That's I think news. That's our news.
Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome.
Jeff is awesome. Sorry. All right, cool. Let's take a break.
All right.
Because I don't know where the hell I'm going right now. We'll come back. We'll talk about console hardware SKUs and revisions. And then we'll do new releases, listener email, new question of the week. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
All kinds of stuff. Right back. It's time to wake up.
All right, mic check. Check. 1, 2. All right, sweet. Yeah, we're set. Got my beer, got my Doritos. Check my perks here. Yeah, sweet. I'm gonna kill me some terrorists. Ain't never gonna know what hit him. That's right, bitches. I'm coming for you. Get ready to reap the whirlwind. Game, set, match, motherfucker. Get ready. There's no stopping.
Hey, hon, can you help me carry in the groceries?
Son of a bitch. Every damn time.
GamersOnlyOlder.com, because carrying the groceries is not an achievement.
Release the inner child.
Welcome to the Goo is a VG Evo Network podcast affiliate.
Imagine being a hero. Imagine fighting the bad guys, saving the world, all that good stuff. Now imagine fighting an enemy you can't see or touch. Extra life. Play games. Heal kids.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Back of welcome.
I refreshed my beer supply, so I'm in good shape. Cool. What are we talking about? Talking about console SKUs
about
and
stuff.
Revisions.
I think, you know what we should do? We should probably redo the beginning of the podcast all over again.
Oh, yeah?
You want to?
I think so.
All right. So we're going to come back right after this, after we redo the entire front part of the show.
Your transitions weren't that bad.
I wasn't
happy. I think we just roll with it.
I think, I don't know. I think we should make people listen to it twice.
You're just your own worst critic.
Jeff, it's okay, man. We can't all be perfect all the time.
I know.
And, you know, you're perfect most of the time, so you gotta mess up once in a while. Sorry.
All right, no, seriously, what are we talking about today?
I'm just humoring you. It's fine.
I know.
Console SKUs and revisions. We've bitched about it in the past with all the shit that's been going on, like multiple 360 SKUs, multiple PS3 SKUs. Now there's
all
three
those
different
damn
DSs.
NES revisions. Jesus Christ.
three different PSPs now, so we figured we'd push the question out to you guys and see what you had to say. So with that, Jason, why don't you start us off with an email?
Well, I'm going to tell everyone what the people had to say, and the people that I'm going to start with is Swan the Red, he says.
Hey, I know him.
I like the idea of multiple SKUs when
it comes to doing things
the way Microsoft handled it, with the Arcade / Pro and then later the Elite. Ooh. Each SKU is aimed towards a certain kind of person. Yes, one of them's aimed at an idiot. It's called the Arcade System. Okay, that's mine. And they make sense. Whatever. They knew what they wanted, and they did it. The PS3, on the other hand, makes me want to spend an hour in an orphanage with hedge clippers. Am I talking about murder and mayhem, or do I want to teach them how to trim a bush? Ooh, I don't know anymore, because the PS3's SKUs piss me off too much. I just recently bought one, and when I was doing research, I saw that they had like six now, some with backwards compatibility, some with limited compatibility, some with no compatibility, and some with a DualShock 3, some with a six axis and such. By doing what they did, it's compromised the system as a whole. For people not so in the know, that could cause problems. For example, a customer buying a PS2 game only to find out he bought the 40 gig after the backwards compatibility was shot in the face. Obviously, this is solved by a bit of research, but as anyone who's worked in customer service would know, most people would have a hard enough time trying to spell research, let alone do any, and they'd be more willing to come back and tell you how you fucked up everything. Sony can also make it a bit more clear on the box of what someone's getting into when they buy it. And maybe they do, and I just missed it. So for me, at least, multiple SKUs aren't such a bad thing when they're handled with a bit more attention, instead of a complete lack of foresight into how much the damn thing costs to make. Cough, Sony, cough. I think I was supposed to be a little more discreet with it. Anyway, hopefully when next gen occurs, this will be something a bit more smoothly, instead of like a virgin who's not quite sure where he wants to stick it. Guffy sucks at Wipeout. Heart Swanny.
Nice. All right, comments, because I know they're going to start.
Dude, the Microsoft shit is fucked up. How they're releasing the arcade thing without a fucking hard drive fucks a ton of shit up. You know, you don't have a standard across the board, you know, and now you've got, you know, games that can't save to the hard drive and shit. And it's just messed up. I don't dig that at all.
The thing with Microsoft is they're fucked is that, and now they're going to be pushing their new Xbox Live experience, which involves a lot of hard drive.
Right.
You download movies and shows and have all the stuff on your hard drive, copy games to the hard drive.
Right.
Xbox
copying
Live
games to the hard drive
games
is what I was going to mention.
Right. Like,
it should come at least with a 20 gig, and 20 gigs now, they should be giving them away for free, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. The arcade system should have ceased to exist, and the 20 gig system should have become the base system and been the same price as what the arcade system is now.
Yeah, not just for the consumer, but for them as well, just to alleviate confusion. You know?
Yeah, and because, I mean, what's the biggest complaint about the 360 from developers? There's two that come up often, one more
storage
often
space
than the other. One of them is, which I don't think is a big deal, is the next gen media, which, you know, fuck that, who cares? But the biggest thing is lack of hard drive. It's like they have to develop the game for a system without the hard drive, so that limits them.
Yeah.
Now, with all of that said, Sony is still fucked up. Okay, we're not saying Sony isn't fucked up.
No, Sony's is more, okay, they're both confusing, I think, but Sony's is more confusing, exactly like Swan said, is there's versions with backwards compatibility, versions with half backwards compatibility, some with no backwards compatibility, 40 gig, 20 gig, 60 gig, 80 gig, like soon to be 120 gig. Like, they're just every couple months, it's like, let's throw a new one out there. But
with a game, without a game, with a DualShock, without a DualShock. So that's definitely true. I mean, Sony is very guilty of it.
Yeah, they both are. The thing is, it's just funny because I guess MS made the first move on doing this. Sony kind of called them out, then they realized they have to do it because their machines, both of them, this gen, the entry point were way too high for both of them.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I guess they had no choice but to get them a little bit lower. Mm-hmm. But I mean, at least you're getting the hard drive no matter what, which I think is huge.
True. And very you can always important. Upgrade it too. I mean, that's yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Like, and that's a big thing that Sony has done right, in my opinion, is the ability to upgrade the hard drive whenever you want, you know, mm-hmm. and you can do it on your own terms. You can go out and you can buy any laptop SATA drive and just put it in the PS3 and it'll work in most cases. There's very few that don't work.
Yeah.
Whereas my biggest issue with the 360 SKUs, besides the fact that there's not a hard drive in the arcade version, is the pricing of the shit. Because it's like, what's the difference between the premium system and the elite system? What's the difference?
Hard drive, basically.
Yeah, 60 gigs of hard drive space. So they're charging people $100 for 60 gigs of hard drive space.
Well, technically you get the play and charge kit too, which is a piece of ass, and I wouldn't recommend anyone using it because it kills your battery.
That's a piece of crap anyway. Yeah. So and plus that's only what, $15, $20 maybe?
I think it's so like you're still charging the battery, so I think it's like $20.
Yeah. So you're still charging them $80 for 60 gigs of hard drive space.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean that's the arcade system not having a hard drive and the difference in price between the premium and the elite, those are my only issues with the way that Microsoft has done their SKUs.
Yeah.
So I mean if you had a 20 gig at even if the 20 gig was $250, you know, just throw it in there for $50 and just be done with it. You know, it's still cheaper than, you know, it's either cheaper or the same price than every other console out there, right? And then so you have the $250 price point, you have a 20 gig hard drive, $300 price point, you have a 60 gig hard drive now, and then at the $350 price point, you could have a 120 gig hard drive. That would be good, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, maybe their proprietary hard drives are more money than we think. Who knows? That's what their excuse is all the time anyway. When asked, why is a 120 gig hard drive like $200? But, I mean, on a business side, I can see why MS is doing it, because they're going to make a shitload of a profit on the arcade unit now, which just hit $199. And if what they're saying is true and it's really taking off now, then I guess good. But the thing is, they're taking a chance that backlash. People are like, what? You need a hard drive to do anything cool?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's, are they going for the fast buck, or do they actually know what they're, are they going to come out with like a really cheap 20 gig or?
No. Well, the last time I saw the 20 gig was still like $90.
The what?
I said the last time I looked, the 20 gig was still like $90.
I didn't even know you could buy them anymore.
Yeah. Well, Amazon still had them online a few weeks ago when I checked, but I mean, yeah. It's just ridiculous to be charging that much money for that hard drive.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, that, as I said, those are the only real problems that I have with the way Microsoft is doing it. The Sony's got everything all fucked up. I mean, they took out the backwards compatibility. There's some have 4 USB ports, some have 2 USB ports. You know, some have
SD card slots, some don't.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, there's way too much different.
They all have Wi-Fi though, right?
They all have Wi-Fi.
Did they always all have Wi-Fi, or did the first one not have Wi-Fi?
I think the first 20 gig did not. I'm pretty sure the 20 gig did not have Wi-Fi. But the 60 gig does, obviously. I mean, we've all got 60 gigs, right?
Yes.
Strong proponent.
I think every system since then has had it. And then, so, I mean, the biggest thing is the backwards compatibility that they've taken out. I mean, I don't think anybody really gives that much of a crap about the SD card and the memory stick duo or whatever.
Well, yeah, you're right.
And the USB thing, I mean, sure, there's only 2 ports, but, you know, just about any USB hub will work. Mm-hmm. So there's that, too. So, the biggest issue in my mind is the fact that they're taking out functionality, and that pisses me off more than anything.
Yeah.
Agreed. And on that note, I've actually got another email here. This one's from Boric. He says, hey, guys, first off, I'd like to reiterate the fun time we had at AWA. Tell the other guy.
Yeah, me too. That was awesome.
Tell the other guy on your show, I think that's you, Jeff, that he missed out because I'm sure he hasn't heard it enough yet. No, by the way, Jeff, we had a fucking blast at AWA.
Oh, really? Tell me more. How much fun did you guys have?
I don't even know if I could sum it up.
Fuck you.
In one podcast.
And you know what?
He says, on to the
Boric and Silrain are really cool people, and it's really a shame that you didn't get a chance to meet them.
I know.
They're awesome people. You could have made new friends that day.
They sounded awesome. I mean, I was sitting there. It was like I was right there, but I wasn't. I was talking, fine, but none of you guys could hear me. It was weird. No, you weren't responding. I was talking into my headset.
All right, back to business here. On the topic of discussion, I'll start with consoles. I don't particularly have a problem with multiple SKUs here. The fact that they add a bigger hard drive or wireless internet or what have you is great for late adopters, and I'm not missing out horribly by not picking them up. However, I have to bring up the removal of backwards compatibility, amen, sir, from the later PS3 SKUs. I'll never view this as a good plan by Sony. You don't make new SKUs that remove features and phase out the older, better ones. Mm. That defeats the purpose of making a better product. But then, I guess they're still trying to get their price down so urgently. They had to do something. But if down the road my PS3 dies and I can't get a replacement with backwards compatibility, I'll be pissed.
Yeah, same here.
Indeed. We had someone, I think it was Tears of Ash, maybe, on VG Evo. He had a 60 gig. It fucked up on him. And he shipped it back to Sony, and they gave him a new 60 gig.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Full backwards compatibility.
Yeah, so. I remember him talking about that.
Was that Tears though? I forget. Anyway. So there's hope out there, at least. Anyway, on with the email. For handhelds, I'm actually surprised it's taken this long to hit the Apple model of hardware release. since portable hardware is much more likely to turn a profit than console hardware, it makes sense for them to try to keep them flying off the shelves by iterating hardware fairly often. Sure, a lot of people with DS Lites might not think they care to grab the DSi, and similar for the PSP 2000 owners moving to the PSP 3000. But there surely has to still be a large group with their original PSPs, that's me, and DS Fats that are seeing these new iterations as a great time to upgrade. For my tastes, I'll be picking up the DSi and keeping my old DS Lite for the GBA slot, but I doubt I'll grab the PSP 3000. Anyhow, keep up the good work, and we'll have to get together again before the next AWA. Later!
Definitely.
Eric Filio, also known as Bork Phallic. Oh. Do you think maybe you could make the next AWO, Jeff?
What was that? Sorry?
Do you think maybe you could make the next AWO?
Sorry,
maybe?
What was that? Sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, yeah. All right. Funny guy.
All right, well he kind of touched on the PS3.
And we'll all get together before then. Again. For sure. Okay. Be better. Right, guys? Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
I mean, we can't wait a year. That's way too long.
I hope not. Well, I'm going to be up in your area in March.
There you go. There you go. Jason, come with him.
No, he's not allowed to come with us.
All right, then.
I don't want to accidentally see something that I can't that thought right there, man. He's going to be on his honeymoon, man.
All right, so he kind of restates what we said about the PS3 and removing backwards compatibility, which is dumb.
Actually, you know what? That made me think it is dumb, but I think Sony had to because they
because of the cost.
Yeah, they were like, we have to do something. We can't take out the Blu-ray. Yeah. We can't take out the cell. Obviously, it's like the base of our hardware. And we can't, like, the only thing they could have taken out was the actual PS. I guess they actually had the PS2 chips in there, the motion engine or whatever.
Yeah, because they were all hardware based early on.
Yeah, and then, so.
Yeah, like the 4 they had no choice. On, software.
They weren't selling. Let's be honest. Like, the initial people, the hardware people who bought them, a lot of those people tried to sell them on eBay, and they weren't even selling on eBay. And they're like, oh shit, we got to do something here because this is way too expensive. They had to get that price down a bit for that other SKU, or else they could have been in a lot more trouble.
Yeah, but the issue that I have with that is that there should be some sort of software solution.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
you know,
like the 360.
Which is a huge bitch.
The 360 may not have perfect backwards compatibility, and they've always gotten a lot of hell about it, but at least now they have some, you know? And it's all software-based. It's all software-based emulation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the PS3 doesn't have any of that. They have that for PS1 games. Ooh, PS1 games, yay. You know, who gives a shit? I want to be able to play my PS2 games in sweet-ass 1080p upscaled, you know?
Yeah.
Ew.
And I want to know for a fact that, you know, if my system dies in a year, I'll be able to use my my Target replacement plan, go back and get a system that has backwards compatibility.
Can't do it. Not from Target, anyway.
No, you know, not from Target.
You'd have to ship it back to Sony. So,
yeah.
So screw your extended warranty plan wherever you got it from Best Buy, from Target, from anywhere. Yeah, you're not going to be able to get the the backwards compatibility, and that sucks.
Yeah.
Ass.
But so portables.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, they're going the way of, like you said, the way of Apple.
The way of Apple, and the one big thing that I wanted to bring up is that I've never been I've never thought like revamping portables was ever that big of a deal. And the reason is because usually they are, you know, they're on the less expensive side. Like, I upgraded from the DS to the DS Lite, and I upgraded from the PSP to the PSP 2000. And the main reason is because I had someone to buy my old versions. Those were upgrades that were similarly priced. But now the DSi, in my opinion, it's an upgrade, quote unquote, that's removing the GBA slot, and they're charging it $180 for it.
Yeah, is that how much it's going to be?
That's how much it's going to be in Japan. In Japan, that's, it's like 190 or 19,000.
What rock band drumsticks?
No rock banding.
Yes, it's funny how you knew exactly.
Podcast
what that was.
Time.
That's awesome. But anyway,
where were you, Chris?
Oh no, I was just mentioning that in Japan, it's going to be, 19,000 yen, something like that. So yeah, it's about $180.
So full price.
Yeah, quite
I price. I'm not interested in this really at all. I mean, it's cool that they're getting a new, a larger screen or whatever. The camera doesn't really interest me. There might be some cool functionality with some of the games coming down the road. I'm not seeing it yet. And I would really miss the GBA slot.
Yeah, me too. And this is something that we mentioned on the last show too with the DSi. You know, they're taking out the GBA slot and they're segregating pretty much the entire DS community that went out and bought Guitar Hero.
True.
That may not sound like a big deal, but they've sold millions of copies of that game.
Mm-hmm. It's important to note, yeah.
People,
I mean, granted, it's not, you know, first-party title or anything like that, so maybe Nintendo didn't give a shit, but, yeah, it's...
Yeah, Activision, like I said, apparently, I mean, they've made no indication that they even knew this was happening.
That sucks.
Because they asked him about it, and they were like, we have no comment at this time, or something like that, so, you know, I just think that it was kind of a bitchy thing to do to Activision in general. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of Activision, but... I mean, it's still a bitch move to do
that. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about the new PSP?
Meh.
Meh. For real. Meh. I'm still sitting on my fat here. You know, I still haven't gone up to the only thing that I'm really kind of missing right now is like the video out on the
right.
Slim. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. That's really about it. I'm fine with mine.
Yeah, I'm fine with it too. I mean, the only reason I upgraded the DS was because it was such a big jump from the DS Fat to the DS Lite. It was
absolutely.
It was just a huge jump in screen quality.
Screen quality.
Yeah.
screen quality
and just like, the actual design. It didn't hurt to like freaking play for a while for more than like half an hour.
Yeah.
It was just that's why. And the PSP, the only reason I upgraded is because I sold my original Fat, and then when I bought a new one, they were the only ones available. And I do love it. I do like it better than the Fat. Besides it feeling a little bit more. Cheap, like if I drop it, it's gonna break into a million pieces. But other than that, it's better. But the new one just has what, a camera?
No, the new one has
a little bit of a
mic.
Brighter screen, apparently.
There's no camera. It's a much much better screen.
Oh, it's a mic. Sorry, a built-in mic. That's it.
Yeah, built-in mic and
don't care.
I think that's pretty much it, though.
Yeah, that's not enough to worry. And I can't believe the screen. The screen is never. I don't play. My PSP outside anyway, and I know that's probably the main reason they said it's going to cut down on glare, but I look at that screen every time I load up my PSP, I'm like, this is a gorgeous fucking screen.
Yeah,
yeah it is.
But it is really hard to see if you're outside. Have you ever tried to play your PSP outside?
I've never tried to play it outside.
I can't.
It's really a bitch to play outside.
Really?
Yeah. The DS is too, though. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, as long as they do it, like, I mean, Apple's a little bit crazy when they... They'll be like, and announcing today the new Nano 4005 in stores right now. And people like literally go, holy shit, right now? And they go and buy that shit up. And as long as it doesn't get that bad where it's we can expect one every couple years, that's just like a minor. I'm not really cool with that. Because then I still feel like I'm missing out, even though it might not be on a lot. I'll be like, oh, I want that. Like, I don't want the new DS, but I don't know if there's like a good trade-in program. You never know.
Yeah. Well, and, see, my GameStop thing is does that... do that, so it might be beneficial. They do have deals on trading in your old hardware.
Yeah. One of my things is that the PSP remakes, the 2000 and the 3000, they were replacement products.
Mm-hmm.
And when those products were released and they replaced the old ones, the price was either the same or it went down. So in the situation of the DSi, I hope it's not a replacement product, because if it is, then you have a system that is now more expensive than the PSP core. And true. that's something they don't want to mess with. You know, I don't think they want to make themselves the more expensive console.
Hmm.
I wouldn't do that if I were them.
Well, I mean, that's what they've you know, brought everything towards. They've always tried to be the lowest price, yeah. And right now they are. The DS is what, three? I'm sorry, it's 130, something like that.
Well, isn't the PSP only 130 now too?
No, it's still 160.
Really?
160 or 170? I can't remember.
Okay.
But either way, if you're gonna get rid of your old DS machines, the DS Lite, if it's going out. And you're bringing the DSi in at $180, you are now above the price of the PSP, and that's going to slow down your sales a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Very well could.
Yeah, that will. Not too happy. Didn't their stock drop once they announced that, too?
I have no idea.
But then again, stock's dropping with everything.
Yeah.
I know, right?
I know, it's like, who gives a shit.
Have you seen the Dow lately? I mean, shit.
The what?
The Dow.
Yeah.
It's like, I think it closed at like 8,500. Okay, we're not going to get it.
Yeah,
no.
How are we doing on time, by the way?
On time?
We got time for like a couple more? Yeah. We've got some forums.
Let's do one more.
Right. We got one more.
Let's see. Let's grab this one from Devil Maker. He says, I really don't mind the revisions they make on the PS3. They're only basically new hard drives, which anyone can install. Correct. Yet with the other consoles, it can be very annoying. For instance, I've had my PSP now since, I don't know, a month after it came out. And it pains me, however, to see these new revisions, which are better than what I've got. I can't do Skype because I have an old system. Well, thanks. The DS is similar. The DS Lite looks much better than the original yet. What if you were faithful to Nintendo and got it near release? You're screwed. Early adopters always getting screwed.
Yep.
Being ignorant of the 360, I only have a PS3. It seems that the revisions are simply for price. Cheaper versions to get the consumers. More expensive versions for those who actually know what they want to get. Mm-hmm. To be honest, though, I don't really mind all that much. As time goes by, you either need to do a revision or make a whole new system from the ground up. That's from Devil Maker. Thank you.
Thank you, Devil Maker.
Most of the time, when I see revisions happening and that don't bother me, it's like what they did with the PS1
and
the PS2, both of them.
Yeah.
When they remade the system, they made it smaller, they made it more compact, they made it cheaper,
mm-hmm.
and
they even added functionality to the PS2. They threw in
the network adapter. But they did take out the ability to use the hard drive, which segregated the people that bought Final Fantasy XI.
Oh, no, I can't play Final Fantasy XI.
I know.
That's a feature, Chris. Because,
you know, that's as many people as who bought Guitar Hero for DS. No, it's really not.
No,
they
not.
They were doing us a favor.
Not even close.
Yeah, exactly. Don't play this. And I think, what's it called? Use the hard drive, too. I could be wrong. EverQuest on PS2?
EverQuest Adventures?
You know, I don't
online
remember.
Adventures? I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, I don't think it does.
The online adventures didn't. I'm pretty sure about that.
Okay.
Yeah. But
sorry to fucking play that.
That's the kind of revision work that I like. I think that we're seeing way too much of it really early in this generation of systems.
Yeah, agreed.
And I don't feel like there's a lot of value to what they're adding and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, oh, here's more hard drive space because we want to have the largest hard drive, and you know, and here's, I don't know, here's this that, I mean, what's another example of what they've done? They've, the Halo SKU. Oh, don't get me started.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that
was the biggest waste of money ever.
They actually thought, okay, their biggest, okay, it wasn't a waste of money if they packed the game in with it, which would have made sense. But why throw it another SKU out there, call it the Halo SKU, make it a puke green, and then don't have the game in it? That's just fucking dumb.
Yeah, at least with the PS3, with the Metal Gear Solid SKU,
you got Metal Gear.
Game was in there.
Yeah.
That was the reason to buy it.
The Halo SKU would have sold a hell of a lot more if it was packed in with Halo, because they could have sold, basically given Halo out for free, because, come on, MS could have afforded it. It sold enough copies anyway. And people, when I was buying Halo 3, there were people buying 360 systems, but I didn't see one Halo SKU go out that door when I was in line. It was either the Elite or the Pro.
How many consoles they would have sold if they would have done it that way? I mean, think about it. Remember, we actually talked about this, and we actually worked it out. It's like, what did it end up being? You were paying $30 for the color green, something like
that? Basically,
yeah. I mean, for $30, they could have easily thrown Halo 3 in there, and that thing would have flown off the shelves.
Yeah, they at least would have flown, they at least would have sold out of their stock, and you still wouldn't see them around everywhere.
Yeah, for much
like the Halo 3 Legendary Editions.
Yeah.
Which fuckers would buy that?
Super the Awesome Edition.
Yeah, super awesome edition.
I'm gonna throw in one more forum post here. This is from Sask Bob. I think that's right. Anyway,
Sask Bob.
I think it's fine. I mean, the hardware components improve so much year to year. Bigger, nicer LCDs, smaller, less consumptive chips, and cheaper memory. The only people bitching are the dudes with the old SKU, usually. Both the PSP and the DSi seem like nice improvements, although the PSPs are much less evident. What? But I do have to say that the PS3, with its backwards compatibility takeaway, although I've discovered I don't really care to play any old PS2 games, as there's a good amount of PS3 games and PS Store content now, did kind of annoy me. And the Microsoft and the 360 annoys me in the fact that they're really hiding the costs, and the base SKU is like buying a car without air conditioning and power steering. So my answer is yes and no.
It's more like buying a car with... Yeah, well, I guess with no powers,
right.
Windows, more like it.
True.
You can still roll them down, you just, this doesn't do it for you. Like it's, I don't know.
I don't know about that.
The air conditioning is a good one.
Let's put it this way. Chris, you're buying a video game system to play games. You can buy the arcade 360 and you can play every single game that comes out for 360 on that.
Okay, but
console.
I buy a car to drive it.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's why I agree.
So I can still drive it, whether it's got air conditioning or not.
You need something like air conditioning. Yes, you can roll down the fucking windows, but you're still going to sweat your balls off. And, you know, if you buy an arcade system, yeah, you can buy a memory card, but you're not going to be able to store shit on there. You know,
that's right. A ton of shit. I think the air conditioning is actually a pretty good analogy, to be honest with you.
No, but the air conditioning is something, again, that is more needed, but you don't need the hard drive to play a game.
Shut up.
You don't need a memory card to play a game.
That's Shut up. Yes, you do.
No, you don't. That's a thing. It's like not having power windows.
But you don't
where
need
is this
the
going? I have no idea where this is going.
No, but it's very convenient.
Off. It's possible.
But you don't need the air conditioning to drive the car.
Okay, you don't need an automatic transmission. Actually, I prefer it without, so that's not a good analogy anyway.
No.
Let's wrap up.
Yeah, good idea. So, all right, so... Console.
He's kind of right, though. It's usually the people that already have the older SKUs that bitch and whine about it.
Well, yeah, because we're early adopters, and we've already shelled out money for this. And then, you know, 6 months down the road, if they've got something new and or better, I'm a little left out. I feel kind of pissed off. But
we all own 360s, and we all know that they could probably go at any second. If they do a revision of that, I'm going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't really touch on that. You know, there's been tons of, motherboard changes
that should
and stuff.
Happen.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a revision that should happen. Agreed.
Right. And, well, they are saying that some of the newer 360 SKUs have both 65 nanometer graphics chips and CPUs.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
Like the
Jasper chipset or something like that.
Yeah.
They're saying some of the most recent 360s that have been released may not have the problem of the red ring.
Yeah.
Now, I'm at the situation where I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
But... you know, at least it's good to know that they're making those revisions.
And yeah, people also need to understand that a revision in terms of like a complete hardware revision costs a crap load of money. And even though MS is losing a lot of money on these failing 360s, for all we know, it's costing them less to do that than to, at this point in time, completely redesign the 360 and re-release it.
Well, I mean, because components get cheaper and stuff all the time too. So I think
the design though. Because if they had to have like new design molds and new design of like whatever, like that kind of stuff is really expensive.
Yeah, because then you have to look at like updating all your manufacturers with with the new components and stuff like that. Yeah. So, that's very true. It may very well be something like that, but you know, you're still leaving your customers out there to dry. And you know, but you know what? As long as they keep replacing it,
whatever, as long as they keep doing,
you know, I'll tell you one thing though: I'm not going out and buying a fucking other one.
No, God, no.
You know? I'm not one of those people. Oh, my 360 died. I'll just go buy another one. No.
Well, no, people are doing people that, they're fucking idiots, because they should know they can get one for free, so.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they opened theirs up like I did and couldn't fix the red ring.
Did you do that?
Jason, we've actually seen people on GLF that, like, their 360 dies, and they're like, well, I think I'm going to go buy another 360 while this one's being sent off.
All right.
Yeah, that's
I'm like, really? Bad. Are you kidding? Do you have that much disposable income? Is your allowance that good? <You know?
laughs> Is your allowance, yeah,
does
exactly.
Mommy buy you
How
that
many
much
lawns
bullshit,
have you,
you know?
Mowed? Jesus.
All right, so multiple SKUs. How do we feel?
As long as they keep, you know, I don't know, give me new cool stuff, you know? Like, I was really excited about the, just like a major revision. Like, we're talking DS Fat to DS Lite.
To DS Lite, yeah.
I'm all over that, you know?
Yeah.
Improve it. Don't take away shit. Come on.
Yeah. When people have to ask you, is this the new one or the old one? They didn't do enough work.
And actually, that's very much the situation with the PSP. Because PSP, what'd they add? A mic? I mean, that's really the only visual difference.
The old one, people wouldn't even, unless you picked it up. You would have no idea. They look the same size.
At first glance, yeah.
Yeah. They all three of them look very similar, and there's very little distinction between the three of them. You know, at least with the DSi, you can kind of tell.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. As long as they're adding functionality without taking it away and keeping the price low, I'm okay with it. But we have not seen that a lot in this generation.
And no, they usually
that's what's getting me
keep
annoyed.
They're not revising it to keep costs down. They're doing it to keep the cost the same, but adding more shit.
Right.
Which is
or taking away shit when it backwards compatibility or a GBA slot. Well, backwards compatibility there too. But
yeah,
I like what they did with the PS2 Slim. That thing's pretty slick looking.
I love the PS2, mm-hmm.
and it's a lot cheaper too.
And it looks exactly like the PS2 Fat, just really
just
small.
A little.
Yeah, and you know, they actually, they did recently release a new revision of that one, too.
Yeah.
No, they like you can't really Batman tell, it but it's basically, it's the same system, but the AC adapter is no longer a brick. It's actually inside the machine.
Oh, it's inside the machine, yeah.
So that makes it take up even less space. Yeah. So my thought right now is wait until that sucker gets down to $99, and I'm buying another one. Because if this one ever dies on me, then at least I have that as a backup.
Sure. I don't even know where my PS2 is, actually, now that I think about it.
I've got, like, two sure. in
I might have lent
here.
It to somebody. Shit. Fuck.
Mine's still fucking hooked up to my TV, man.
I just use my PS3 for all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got limited real estate under the TV. And the
limited
center,
sockets
so.
In the TV. Limited time. Anyway, so yeah, I guess we're kind of in agreement that for portables, it's okay as long as they're adding enough to warrant either a new purchase or a lower price, basically, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And same functionality. What about for hardware? I mean, not hardware, consoles.
Like big boy consoles. Yeah, it's a lot tougher. They really got to add something really new.
Yeah.
I think what they did
with the PS2 is acceptable.
I don't like it either.
What they've been doing with both the 360 and the PS3, I don't think either of those are acceptable.
Mm-hmm. No, neither do I. I think it's coming from more and more like PC-like, and the reason a lot of people prefer console gaming or PC gaming in the first place is because of the ease of it, and it's very easy. And pretty much an idiot can hook up a system and put in the games and play, and adding more SKUs and SKUs makes it more like a PC. You have to have different components or whatnot. And I just do it like they did in the old days. Like Genesis had a revision, Sega CD had a revision. Did the Super Nintendo have one?
Yeah, I can't. Did they? For real?
Yeah, they did. I actually have it. I have the smaller one.
Oh, okay, well.
I don't remember that one. Like, I remember the NES,
NES
one.
The NES,
but
had a revision.
Yeah.
PS1.
Yeah, as you said, Genesis actually had two revisions.
But these were pretty well spaced out.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Were. And same with like the PS, PS1, PS, PS1, PS2, PS2 Slim. Like they're all spaced out. Do it to keep costs low and to make things more portable. That's fine. And that's cool. I just don't like the whole taking out functionality or even adding functionality would piss me off too, because like there's rumors, of course, of always of MS adding a Blu-ray player. And if they ever do, they better make it an add-on, because if they ever started putting it inside the actual machine, that would kind of piss me off a bit. That would be like, hey, what the fuck?
Like, now, you know, there is the 360 is actually guilty of adding something as well, but it's not HDMI. Nearly as big of a deal, because they added the HDMI input.
That was just dumb. That was probably just, well, since they put out the console so early, they probably didn't even think about it. Like, oh shit, guys, we forgot to do the HDMI thing. Damn it! Okay, we can't take them all back now. No, people will be pissed. Let's just start secretly putting them on all of the machines. And then, no one will notice. Because that was originally just a thing that was supposed to be for the Elite. That was like one of the selling points. And I think somebody found out by sending in their broken 360 and they received back another Pro, but it had an HDMI slot on it. And they're like, And then, didn't work out.
I wasn't that lucky. I didn't get an HDMI slot.
I've got a Pro. It's got the HDMI. It's awesome.
I got the HDMI. I don't use
However, it's fucked with my. I have like a VGA adapter that like plugs into the back of my old 360, and now it doesn't fit because the AV outlet is just it's just off by like a quarter of an inch, so it doesn't fit anymore. Oh, so they changed the layout a little bit, which kind of sucks. But
I wonder if the designer got fired, because I wouldn't want him around.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hell no. All right. Not a bad little feature, guys.
I think we wrapped up pretty well, yeah?
No.
Yeah. I think so. I'm feeling good.
Last thoughts?
No last thoughts.
I already gave them.
No last thoughts. Do it like the PS2 and the PS1 and the Genesis and the Super NES.
Yes. Yeah. Cut with the cutting shit, adding shit, putting half the shit. Yeah. We don't want that shit. Give us the good shit.
Who gets
the new shit?
Exactly. That's what I was getting to.
Awesome.
Let's get to this long-ass new release list of crap.
Yes, please.
God, there's so much shovelware on everything. It's ridiculous.
I can't wait. What movie comes out next week?
Yeah, really. Feel free to throw any insults or whatever you want against these games, because they deserve it.
Cool.
Wii is getting a bunch of shit. Tack Big Dose of Gross.
For real?
Yes.
There's a big dose
for
of
real.
Here for you,
that
baby.
Is a game coming out next week. Okay. Bratz Girls Really Rock.
Oh my god.
Avatar The Last Airbender Into the Inferno.
1,000
Boogie Superstar.
What was that
this
one?
This is good shit right here, man.
What was that last one?
Boogie Superstar.
Oh. Boogie's kind of popular, though.
Boogie sucked dick.
Well, yes, I'm just saying it was kind of popular, though.
It's on the Wii.
Oh,
putting your
you.
Bare ass like with a bottle jammed up, it would be popular. At least for a week.
Oh shit!
All right.
Okay. Dokapon Kingdom. Let's see. Penny Racers Party Turbo Q Speedway. Littlest Pet Shop.
Those things are so friggin' cute. Oh my god.
Oh please. Sam and Max, season 1.
Awesome.
That's kind of cool, actually.
And Safe Cracker. There's quality for you right there. You use your Wiimote to like turn the dial and try and figure out. I have no idea if that's true or not. I'm just making that shit up.
Oh, it was
for
a
the
joke.
DS. Yes, that was a joke. I have no idea. For the DS, Pray the Stars. I have no idea what that is. Tack Mojo Mistake.
Mojo.
What's with this Tack?
Tack is a character. He's a little, I don't know. He's kind of Native American looking. I
thought he was like a caveman dude.
Okay, caveman.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It's a game about Geico. That's yeah.
What?
So easy a caveman can do it?
Oh, another joke.
Oh, yeah. it was an attempt. Apparently, it was failed miserably. Bratz Girls Really Rock. Naruto really Path of the Ninja. Littlest Pet Shop Winter. Littlest Pet Shop Garden.
Oh my
Littlest Pet Shop Jungle. Give me a fucking break, people.
Wow. Littlest Pokemon shop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Caesar Millen's dog whisperer. Really?
Say Caesar
Fuck you.
Millen's.
No way.
It's. I think it's. I think he says it's Caesar.
Oh my god. What do you do? Yeah. Do you like have to put your ear right up to the TV speaker or something?
I think it's retarded. Retarded. It's smart girls party games. Awesome.
Smart girls party games. You dumb girls, not for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
you're
for
dumb
you.
If you buy this game. So
I'm sorry, Susan. We can't buy you this.
Why? FIFA 2009. Rock Revolution on the DS. Really? Come on. Battle of the Giants, dinosaurs.
What?
Battle of the Giants.
And they're just
dinosaurs.
Throwing originality like names out the window.
Yeah, seriously. It's. Oh wait, wait. This
video
is a
game
one.
In a box. That's next week.
Lovely Lisa. Okay. Wonderful. What? Yeah.
Oh my god.
Lovely Lisa. That's the name of the game. My Japanese Coach. Which is like the best thing on that list. It's pretty sad.
I think it is.
Yeah. for the 360, Blitz the League 2, Saints Row 2,
which
Dead
apparently
Space.
Is getting good. It's getting decent reviews.
Mm-hmm. Saints Row
2, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not surprised really, because the first one did pretty well, right?
I liked the first one for a bit.
Did you?
Everyone's done with Grand Theft Auto 4, so
yeah
well, you know, good time for it to come out.
Sure.
But and then you know people play Saints Row, and then November will come around, and they'll get the downloadable content for it. For GTA. There you go.
They're hooked up.
All the gangsters
no
are
kidding.
Happy.
Yeah.
Dead Space comes out next week.
Nice.
Looks Rock crazy. Revolution, FIFA 2009, and Golden Axe Beast Rider.
Yeah.
Looks cool.
I don't know. It does have, it kind of looks like it. That God of War wannabe type thing, so I might actually rent it.
See, I've always been a fan of Golden Axe, even mm-hmm. though they've thrashed the series to hell.
Yeah.
So I'm still somewhat interested in this game.
Yeah, same
but thing. I loved the first Golden Axe so much that I just have high hopes.
So you have we'll high see. Hopes?
Same here.
Sega's not keeping you down?
No. I always have high hopes for everything Sega releases, and then I'm always very disappointed.
Must be pretty depressed over the last 4
years. Yeah, I have a very depressing life. It's pretty bad.
Actually, I saw them. They were demoing it on X-Play the other night last week, and it didn't look terribly bad. It looked decent. Like it had some really cool stuff in it, but yeah, let's give it a
did
shot.
Did it look better than Conan?
It did look better than Conan, yes.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's something.
Yes.
It's not much,
Conan
but it's something.
Too bad.
I almost bought that for $10 at Walmart.
I would have bought it for $10. I'm not going to lie to you.
Conan?
I decided against it.
I bought it for 10.
That's how much I bought it for.
But then I realized it was $9.99 and then put it back on the shelf.
Ouch. I kind of liked that game.
But you like Dynasty Warriors, so yeah. I'm not going to knock on Dynasty... it. For the type of game it is, I guess it's cool. It just yeah.
See, Dynasty Warriors is mainly fun for me multiplayer. When I play it, when I got 99 Nights and got it home and realized that it wasn't multiplayer, I was really pissed.
So you excited for 99 Nights 2?
I don't know. We will see. I liked the first one enough to buy the second one when it's cheap.
Oh, okay.
When
Makes
it's
sense.
Cheap. Yeah. All right, PS3. Blitz PS3. The League 2. SOCOM Confrontation comes out next week.
Is that next week?
Yeah, it says
Holy
it is.
Crap. So if I buy it, anyone else want to buy the game off me? I just want it for the headset.
Yeah, I kind of just want it for the headset, too. Dead Space, Saints Row 2, Rock Revolution, FIFA 2009, Golden Axe Beast Rider, and... Rock Band 2.
Hey.
Nice, well, there you go.
Finally.
So
I hope we get that for Extra Life.
Yeah, we need to try and find like a Walmart or something that's selling it at midnight and mm-hmm. then get like either Lisa or Crystal to go out and get it for us.
Right. Lisa's already that's agreed to it. I don't know. We're going to try and work our magic at our local GameStop, though. We'll see.
We'll see what happens. All right, PS2.
Bat your eyes.
Pack, big dose of gross. Yay. Avatar, The Last Airbender, Into the Inferno, Bratz, Girls Really Rock, Dokapon Kingdom, FIFA 2009. PSP, FIFA 2009, and that's it. And PC, pretty much the only thing interesting that I saw next week was Saints Row 2. So, pick of the week.
PC. Cool.
Dead Space for me.
Dead Space, Rock Band,
maybe Rock Band Golden Axe.
No, kinda, not Golden Axe.
Saints Row, SOCOM.
Yeah,
so there's some good games coming out. There's some good games coming out. Just none of them are for a Nintendo system.
No.
Boogie Rules.
Dead Space for me. I'm going to pick that up. That looks scary as all hell.
Yeah.
And I love the movie Event Horizon, and that's what it reminds me of.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, really cool. Dude, that movie is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that movie. All right, cool. Well, yeah, that's you. That is your new release list. So I will pass it off to Jason because I know he has something ready for us.
I love this part of the show, and you know, it's been a long time coming. You guys know what time it is?
What time is it?
And now it's time for another edition of
Random Questions from Aces High.
So Aces missed last week, and he's tried to make up for it. This week he sent us a bunch of questions. So he says, well, hey, Indus kids, sorry for the no-show last week. I got my first car, and I was driving a ton. Good for you, buddy. So with that said, let's get into the random questions with Aces High. Question number one. This one's easy. Sonic or Knuckles?
Sonic. Oh,
Sonic.
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 Knuckles could kick Sonic's ass, though.
Ah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's Sonic.
But Sonic's the dude with the tube.
Knuckles would never catch him.
I choose him, and I dig his kicks, too.
Yeah. So.
All right, so that was easy. And actually, the next couple of questions we kind of answered already, but we'll do it all over just for you, Aces. Question number two. Fable 2. Excited yet?
Go ahead, Chris.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I was going to say, very excited, but it's going to have to go. I think I might not get a day one just... If I didn't play Little Big Planet last week for that like short time I did, yeah, I probably would have put off on that. But now that I've played it, I need that game day one, so that I might have to put something on the back burner, and I might have to be Fable 2.
Yeah,
but I do really want it.
I do too. And yeah, that they threw the co-op back in there. Yeah, I'm really kind of chomping right now. If somebody else gets it with me, I'll bite.
You know my rubber arm, so ask me the day before it comes out.
All right, we'll talk release day. All right,
yeah. Cool.
I never really got into Fable 1 that much. I tried, and it just wasn't my thing. But yeah. Fable 2 looks a lot better. Mm-hmm. And the co-op thing is really, really cool, and I really want to get it. I just can't right now. So excited, kind of, yes, but I know I can't get it, so I'm keeping my my excitement on the back burner.
It's tough. Well, this one you might be excited for. His next question is White Knight Chronicles 1080p
yes!
and co-op confirmed. What does this sway your interest at all? Does it?
It makes me go from super excited to super fucking the most excited.
Super the fucking most excited. Yeah,
super the fucking most excited.
I couldn't give two shits about the 1080p, but co-op, four player, they mentioned PSO, and yeah. My heart just opened up and said, okay, come on in.
Yeah, 1080p thing doesn't do anything for me either, but co-op, you can't get enough co-op. Co-op's cool.
Hell yeah. Maybe we'll finally get like our revenge. Or not our revenge, but you know. We were trying to do the two human four player co-op thing.
Oh, that's true.
We'll finally get it with this.
Maybe
someday.
So actually this is something that I was discussing with Scott from the Goo.
Yeah.
Are you guys planning on getting White Knight when it comes out?
Probably, yeah. After this.
depends on the day and depends if I have another RPG on the run. It really does. Like, honestly, I'm not that. Or for a role playing game, I just kind of pick and choosey.
Yeah.
But if it is like PSO and if it is four player online co op, it might happen.
Level 5, man. Level 5.
I know, I like level 5. But what? Actually, you know what? I was disappointed when I saw the newest. Well, I already told you I thought it looked like Infinite Discovery, but that wasn't what disappointed me. What disappointed me, it didn't have that level 5 look to me when I saw the screenshots. Like, that really
like,
awesome
the self-shaded
art style,
look?
Self-shading. Badass.
Yeah,
it didn't have that.
With
and
a
like,
more realistic look. On
oh, but it still looked good. It just didn't look. It looked more like a Square Enix game than a level 5 game, to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I can kind of see that.
Not such a bad thing. It's
no, not a bad thing at all. But that's what I like
just
to do.
Interesting
level 5,
to note.
Though.
I gotcha.
Level 5 has become seriously one of my favorite RPG developers. So
blah,
I could
blah.
Not be more excited. About
Next question: are you left or right-handed? I'm sorry, Chris.
You're a bitch.
You already had like all kinds of level 5 time.
Yeah, I did.
All right.
By the way, I really like God of War.
I really like the God of War level in Little Big Planet. Okay.
So was that one of the questions? That
yeah, are you left
or
right-handed?
Left-handed?
I am actually left-handed.
Are you really?
Yep.
That explains
I am left-handed for writing, but right-handed for everything else.
Oh, okay. I am right-handed for everything.
Right-handed is the way to go. Those left-handed fools are evil.
Only for writing. Weird. I'm actually ambidextrous or whatever in a lot of things. But writing, only left-hand. And I write like a freaking psycho. Seriously, I'll write like a third grader or something. That's ridiculous.
All Charles Manson-y and shit.
No, seriously, someone once compared it to like Kurt Cobain's writing, and I was like, oh, fucking great. He blew his face off. Okay.
All right. We got a couple more questions. This one is, are there any movies you're looking forward to? He puts in parentheses, Max Payne! I think he's excited about that one. Movies, excited.
I can't think of anything.
Wow, this is the worst ever because I know once we're done, we're not taking the question. I think of a million.
Well, you know, summer's over, so I mean, all the big blockbusters are pretty much
kind of the Watchmen, maybe not really.
Kind of, yeah. That's
yeah, but that's coming out.
That's a long time.
Long time from now. So
yeah,
Transformers 2. That's like a year.
Yeah.
Well, I'm super fucking excited for... Oh, go ahead. All right.
I was going to say, I can't remember what it's called, but that Mimi and something make a porno. It's with that guy who's in, like, Knocked Up and all that kind of stuff. And those movies make me... like. I think those movies are great. Every single one of them. The only one that hasn't been that funny was Pineapple Express, but the rest of them are freaking hilarious. I'm hoping this is...
Those are great, like, drive-in movies for me.
Yeah.
You know, because I have trouble, like, paying, like, full... price for them, and they're good for like a cheap throw, you know. Cheap pop.
I like comedies are perfect to see on day one when the theater's packed. Because
something
that's not so funny sounds really, really funny.
It
when
becomes
you have,
funny,
like,
yeah, when
people
everyone's laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Chris,
I really don't have any that I can think of.
I have one actually. Sorry, I totally interrupted
Let's
you.
Off Chris
that's fine. I don't have anything to say. The only thing I was going to say is that I'm not excited for Max Payne because I'm not a fan of Mark Wahlberg. That's about it.
But NKOTB came back. Come on, Chris.
The one movie might even be out
you
now.
Okay?
I can't remember
that sounded
what
wet.
No one's listening to me. I just sit here and twiddle my thumbs.
Well, it wasn't your turn in the first place, bitch.
That's I know, but I stole it fair and square.
True.
All right, Jeff, finish your thought.
It might even already be out, but that new Ridley Scott movie looks really cool.
Eh?
I can't
which
I
one?
Remember
oh,
tell
shit.
You who's in it. I think DiCaprio's in it. I can't remember. It looks pretty cool. And Ridley Scott does cool stuff.
Usually.
What's it called? Someone quickly look it up.
No.
Okay, don't.
I'm lazy. I'm moving on. Watchmen. I was really skeptical at first, but now, after seeing some of the screens and seeing that he's paying very close attention to detail, I think this might be okay. This is one of those, you know, movies where it's like it's tough to do, you know, the book justice, like really, really tough. Because I don't know, but we shall see. But that's the big thing that I'm excited for, the big movie that I'm excited for.
Cool.
I'm probably going to slit my wrists afterwards and then, you know, but.
I'm looking forward to the God of War movie and the Castlevania movie and
the Halo movie and the Gears of War
movie. Gears of War movie. Moving on.
All right. This is the last question. Is it really peanut butter jelly time? Yes, it is.
Oh, no.
There you go. I can't believe I'm fucking playing this. All right. Thank you, Aces, for...
Win a baseball bat.
I got to give Aces. I got to throw props to Aces because when I was doing the goo last week, or I guess it was earlier this week, go check that out. Game is only older on VGO now.
.com. Yes.
.com. I was on actually the shout box on our break, and I was giving Aces crap for not sending in random questions, so we actually sent a few right there for the goo. So
oh, kick ass.
That too. Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Cool. Yeah, so the goo has random questions from Aces High.
Yep. That's right.
But they don't give you the cool intro
no,
music.
No, there's no intro music, though.
All right, I'm cutting this off. That's it for emails.
All right, cool. Cool. Good deal. Thank you, Aces.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, let's do question of the week and then wrap it up.
Let's do it.
So question of the week for next week is, do you feel game design and development is a viable college curriculum? Do you feel game design and development is a viable college curriculum? You can send the answer to the question of the week via email, and that address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail via Skype, Interactive Distractions, all one word.
All lowercase.
Oh, and you do that so much better than I did it.
You did pretty good.
I had to fill in last week, and I was like, oh, it's just not Jason-esque enough.
Not bad, though. Not bad.
Did you proclaim it?
I was going to say there's no proclamation, so.
Oh, that's what it was.
Epic fail right there.
Did you, like, point up in the air? I was wondering what was different about it. Because that's necessary.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I totally
that sells it.
I threw it up later, but I was like, no, it's not. That doesn't. No.
It's not
it's like people can tell if you're like smiling when you're on the phone.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't at all.
Okay.
I failed. I did bad. I did a bad one.
Google Talk, that's interactivedistractions @gmail.com. Don't forget to check out Warhawk Wednesdays. Apparently things are ramping back up, and there was a lot of comments on the thread today about how much fun everybody had, so that's good.
I was sick. I'm sorry.
Be sure to tell your friends about us. And if you like the show, then leave us an iTunes review. We'd appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. What else? Don't forget our Facebook group.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're not a part of it yet, go to Facebook. Sign up.
I signed up. You should, too.
That's right. Cool.
Whatever
cool.
Jason does, well, you can do better, folks. Just remember.
Oh, that was good. You guys have anything?
I just want to throw out to add a quick shout out to. I want to actually say thank you to a listener, also VGO member. Urakan.
We need to talk Urakan? About this. Yeah. We need to talk about his name because it's been mispronounced and it's. Well, I say it's Urakan, like Shoryuken.
Like Shoryuken.
Yeah, it's there's no one. I know he has one in.
Yeah, that's
know,
what I'm
the,
saying. It's
the one is an I.
It's Rekin, like Urakan.
Yeah. Urakan.
Or Urakan.
Okay,
Orican. Just no one.
He anyway. Gave me his. He had an extra Kratos downloadable Sackboy thing for Little Big Planet.
Awesome.
Nice.
And, and he sent that to me, and I want to. Thanks, man. Much appreciated. That is awesome. Because the EBs around my place didn't have those for some reason. So the only way I would have got one would be to buy one it becomes on DLC. And he was nice enough to send that over to me. So thanks a lot, dude. Appreciate it. And
well, continuing with the Urakan love, I actually received a little present in the mail from him. And I snubbed my nose at Torgo because he got one already, but he got me a little Batman poster, theatrical release, Dark Knight.
Oh, nice.
Hot.
Very cool.
Yes. Brother hooked me up. Thank you so much.
Nice.
I love
that's
you.
Pretty cool.
But that's the only one he had, so nobody bug Urakan about that at all. He has no more.
I feel left out. I'm the only one on the show that didn't get anything from Urakan.
You, got a you get all the praise and adoration sure. all the time. So.
Yeah. Oh, please.
Please.
I get all the shit from you guys. That's what I get.
And all the praise and adoration from everyone else.
So it's part of having the target on your forehead. That's what it is.
Sometimes when you're a janitor, you have to clean up some shit. I'm just going to say.
Wait, I thought we were the janitors.
Nice, Jeff. Yeah, you can always make me feel better at the end of a show.
We're the night shift janitors. He's the day shift.
He's passed out in the closet, yeah. Goddamn kids.
Hey, wake up. It's time for you to go home. All right, cool. Well, just to recap, don't forget about our contest going on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget about Project MMO. And please, please, please don't forget about Extra Life. It really is a great cause. And Jason and I and Jeff are really putting a lot into it. So, yeah. We really hope that you guys can donate or at least join us in playing some games.
It's going to be fun.
So Extra Life is coming up Saturday, October 18th. So please do all you can to be a part of that in some way, shape, or form.
I will.
Cool. Guys, Are we good?
Yeah. I think we're good, and we're done in time for me to get in some gaming before going to bed. That is awesome.
Sweet.
All right. Well, that's 47 in the bag then. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show. And until next week, I am Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I am Jeff.
Hey, Jeff actually joined in that time.
You didn't ever
that's
think
awesome.
He's playing along with the group. Okay, good.
It's peer pressure, Jason. We're getting to him. That's what it is.
With a proclamation too, by the way.
Well, play a lot of games, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Word to your mother.
Dude, I wish you got a key for Little Big Planet.
What?
I said I wish you would have gotten a key for Little Big Planet.
Are you talking to me? Dude, USA Today hooked me up.
Did they?
They gave you a Little Big Planet thing?
Chris, I was playing in your game earlier today.
You were?
Yes.
I didn't know that was you.
You
I was playing with
Amy. Fucking cart.
I did.